Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the boys are back in town. Welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that your government has warned you about repeatedly, but you don't seem to get the hint. The man in front of me, Florida legend, Mike Ward.
I am Florida man.
Yeah, you are the Florida man.
Yeah, I broke out of my trailer to be here.
It's absurd that you're here. I got messages about, is he dead or are you all dead?
I got a message from a lady. Was it you that sent me that she wrote, look, I had a dream that Mike died. Check up on him.
No, it was different. It says, I had a dream that Mike died. Are you guys okay?
Okay.
And then I don't get notifications. I have an automatic reply. So I didn't see it till later. And then it was just, why are you ignoring me? Why are you ignoring me? Answer me, answer me, answer me.
Oh, fuck.
So it looks like we're dead.
Yeah. Christ.
God.
You know what? I was thinking about that when I was in Florida because I was alone with my dog. And I went to Miami one day to do a Viva Fries thing.
Yeah.
And
fun?
A lot of fun. I'd never met him. You told me he was a great guy. Great guy. Fucking loved him. He was amazing. So I do the thing, and on my way there, I'm thinking about this lady that said, I dreamt that Mike died. And I was like, fuck, if I die, my dog is alone. And then I started thinking about people that live alone, that have animals. If you die, your animal is fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you like, because I left him, like, I was going, I was a couple of hours away. So I left him, like, 3 bowls of water, 2 bowls of food. I left, like, pee pads for a week. So I was like, if I die, he's got a week.
I did the same when I went for Greece. I did the same for Poseidon when I had to go to Greece.
Okay, yeah, you left pee pads?
Yeah. He almost didn't make it. He kept shitting in the sink.
Were you clawing the fucking the screen door? But yeah, no. So I don't even know where
that's
I was.
That's a terrifying thought.
Yeah. So, but luckily, I didn't die, so my dog didn't die.
I don't even want to think about.
But yeah, so I am dog. Mike Ward. You're Pantelis, and our friend here is Poseidon. And we last week, I want to apologize. We didn't do an episode because I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to record while I was in Florida.
Correct.
One of us didn't get his fucking passport
in time. Yeah.
I knew this was going to come
up. Now,
here's
the thing.
I knew this was going
to
come up.
It didn't even need to be a thing. He made it a thing.
One of us had a passport that expired next year.
Yeah.
But he was like, I got to make sure.
Yeah, it expired a few months. So instead of using that passport, going on this last trip, we record and he comes back and then he renews it. So when they kill it off, he has a couple of days or weeks, but it doesn't matter if he's not traveling. That would have made sense. But what he did is he went, got his passport renewed, which means that the current passport is deleted.
Yeah.
But that's the one he needed to travel with. And the time span didn't work for us to come down there with you. But had you just kept the old passport and renewed it later.
Look what I've been told.
It wasn't expired.
I've been told that if you're traveling within 3 months of expiration of the passport, they won't let you travel.
Not America. America. Like, Canada is America's little brother. Yeah. So they don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
You used to be able to go across with your driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the good old days.
You used to be able to go across a little drunk. Yeah. Sir, that's your library card. fuck off.
You used to be able to smoke on airplanes and fuck the stewardess.
Yeah, the good old days.
I mean, you can still do it if you're courageous enough. If you're charismatic enough.
But then what happened was I was going to get it renewed earlier, so I have it right on time for January. But what happened was it's like the snowball effect.
And he texted me to he goes, is this good? And he was like, hey, I got this done. I'm going to get it this date. Is that okay? But like it's already done. So I was like, wow, okay. Well, yeah, ask Pantelis.
Hello.
And what happened was Guido and I,
An item
it's mainly my fault. We ended up ripping paint off of the wall.
Well, don't say mainly. It's 100% your fault.
What? Why did you rip off? How does this have anything to do with getting a passport?
So I was going to go and get my passport earlier, but then the day I was supposed to go renew my passport earlier, I had to go get brand new paint from Home Depot, so it retarded.
And then you were like, oh, fuck, why should I buy new paint? I got paint on that wall. I'll just rip it off and put it on that wall.
By the way, anyone listening to this is going to get angry because he's like, I was going to go renew my passport, but then I had to go to Home Depot to buy paint. Anybody else would be like, does Home Depot take 9 hours? Yeah. Just go renew your passport and then go to Home Depot.
Yeah, no, Home Depot is open like till 9 o'clock at night or yes, 10 even.
But we had recordings on and off and stuff. So it's the passport office.
Were you recording for like 24 hours?
No, but the passport thing, it's a small window of opportunity you have in the
Not Home Depot. That's why you should go there first.
Passport first. Yeah, you go in the morning. First things first. You're the first one
in line.
I know that someone doesn't like waking up early.
No, I wake up early.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Then you should have wasted the early time at the passport office.
Yeah, well, you were very upset, and that's top priority. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, it's top priority for you to get it done. I don't mean top priority in your life. I'm not like, you can't eat, you can't take a shit.
No, I know.
Because he ripped the wall apart, and that's the wall that Phil uses to do his filmings.
Okay.
So Phil was unaware that his setup was destroyed, manhandled.
So
by this
what
thing.
Did
there was
two
you
little
do? Holes like this.
Were you were you shooting? Were you punching?
No, we tried to record a promo video for Guido for his show in December.
Okay, and you broke the wall.
And we stuck a poster on it, and then.
But how did you stick it?
With double-sided tape.
Double-sided tape. That's for like the hard tape. And this was for a
10-second
video.
Tape is for if something falls off your car. And you want to be able to go through a car wash.
But that's why. It was unnecessary for a 10-second video.
Yeah, but I was tired. Jesus, I was getting frustrated. Guido.
Double-sided tape is like this thick, too. Like, just use scotch tape.
But his sound, like, I'm never going to forget what he said to me that night. Because I was like, I don't know if he's serious or if he thinks I'm retarded. Because he pulled it off. Like, wow. Like, you heard, like.
Guido pulled it off.
He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with what was going on, right? But then his thing of. Because I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, you think it's noticeable? And it's a full black wall with white spots pulled off. And in my head, I go, is he trying to make me laugh?
It was two small white spots.
It's super noticeable. It's super noticeable. Well,
because it's a black wall.
But that's why it's super noticeable.
Yeah.
That's not a question.
There's probably a reason, too, why it's black. He probably wanted it black.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. For filming, yeah. So anyway, so that happened.
Was the wall, like, did you have to put plaster or
yeah. Or a bit, very little. Like, okay.
Did you think, like, did you know to sand it or you just fucking put putty?
Oh, no, we just put putty. It was our friend Veron that came and he put putty.
Did you sand it after?
It's not done yet.
A bit, yeah, a bit.
Okay.
And then we repainted already, nice. But the color is too light.
They don't match.
They don't match. So we went and I went.
Jesus, why didn't you fucking like you had already fucked up the wall? So why didn't you grab another piece of paint?
I did.
Bring it.
No,
and
no.
Go
from
match
the pieces
it.
That we ripped, I went and matched it, and they matched it, but it's still too light. So now I went and added more black. Hopefully, yeah.
That's what that's what I learned from the States.
Or the wall.
When
isn't
in doubt,
that big.
Add more black.
That, like
what?
Like once you fucked it up, you should have just said, "Give me whatever black and just paint it and hope he doesn't notice."
Yeah, but he was shooting the next morning.
Yeah, no, he noticed it was. Yeah. It's funny because I go, "Don't tell him anything. We'll just fix it." And then I get a phone call the next morning. What the fuck is going on the wall? And I told him, call Poseidon, he'll explain.
Yeah, so it was a snowball effect, you see. And me going, because then we had recordings throughout all week. So I was busy with recordings.
So it's because of the wall that you didn't get your passport in time?
Yeah, because I prioritized that. What's that look?
I'm listening to these tales.
So, you do know, though, if you go to the passport office and you pay, because they tell you, do you want it in a month? Or if you pay $24 extra, we'll give it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, but
no,
he said,
the
you
earliest,
guys have any paint?
No. They said the earliest they can give it to me was
24 hours.
12 days or 10 days?
24 hours.
No, I asked them for earlier, 24, there's no 24 hours, they told me. They told me 2 weeks, and I paid extra for the 2 weeks.
Isn't it funny?
I paid like 200 something.
Everyone else that we know, they're paying extra. They're getting 24 hours. He's like, I paid extra like 2 weeks for you, bro.
No, but they told me it's not available anymore, that service.
You should have went to another one. You know which one I went to that was good to me years ago? The one in Laval, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, there was less people. That's why I went to it.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Just so you know. Because it's
next time. Well, I got it for 10 years now, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have it.
I had another guy fuck me over during the holidays because of his passport. I was a gendarme.
Jobin, I know him.
He was I'd bought hockey tickets to see the Lightning against the Canadiens, mm-hmm. the Tampa Lightning versus the Canadiens. I told Jean Thomas, because he's a big hockey fan, I was like, hey, I got tickets. Do you want to come see? So he was like, sure. So I tell him the date. I get another guy that comes to Florida a lot. I'm like, okay, I got tickets. All right, perfect. And I'd even asked Preach, because he was going to be in Florida. So I was like, Preach and Preach's friend were my plan B. Nice. So I got my two guys, and if they don't do it, I told Preach and his lady friend, if you guys, if they don't work out, you're fucking plan B.
Yeah.
And they were good with that. So Jean Thomas texts me like a day before the game, and he's like, ah, oh, fuck, I went to get my new passport, and I didn't know when you get a new passport, your old passport isn't good anymore.
He has trouble being an adult. Like,
God damn it. Fucking everyone knows that.
Well, not everyone.
So I'm like, okay. So then I text Preach and I'm like, hey, when are you going to be in Florida? And he goes, I land on the 31st. The game was on the 27th. So I'm like, okay, that's a bad plan B.
Yeah.
So, and this was one day before the game, so it was too late to reach out. So, and I didn't want to sell my tickets, and because I, like, these were amazing tickets.
You
like,
want to enjoy them.
They were front row seats that came with open bar and open, like, food. So I was like, these are fucking amazing tickets. Last minute, I'm going to sell them for like a third of what I paid. So fuck it. So I was like, I'm just going to get Jason to ask my Suzukut Patreons if they want to come see it. So Jason asked, and I got two people that were in Florida.
Oh, man.
So they were like, okay, we're going. So it was amazing. It was so fun going to see a hockey game with like two people that I didn't know, but they knew me. It was amazing. And the fucking tickets, they came with before the game. Like, it was kind of a three-course meal. So before the game, there was like sort of like entrees or appetizers. And then between first and second period, there was the main meal. And then second, third period, there was a dessert. Plus open bar. So it was amazing. And I did a joke that I put on my Instagram, because we were like right rink side. And whenever people would get checked, the thing would shake like crazy. So I told the guy, I was like, hey, when the guys come over, film it. So I put my drink on the thing just so that my drink would fall on me. So then I just wrote, hey, fucking shitty game. Not only did the Canadians lose, the fucking guys in front of me kept spilling my drink. Okay, and then the guys in front of me are the two hockey players. Yeah. And then people, I thought, like, most people laugh, but some people are like, look at this fucking asshole trying to pretend like he's a victim. You dumb fuck, don't put your drink there. And I'm like, you fucking idiot.
They didn't get it.
You fucking idiot. Like, my drink is empty. You can tell it's just ice. It's just for the gag.
Mike, they're imbeciles.
Fucking asshole.
You didn't hear about what happened with the ESPN MMA page and me.
No.
Oh.
They posted a thing. They go, John Jones. It shows him, and it said, John Jones was ready to fight anyone. So mine's the top comment. I commented. I said, he's been avoiding getting in the octagon with me for years. And there's hundreds of comments of, fuck you, who the fuck are you? You think he's scared of you? Like, just retarded. One guy got it, though. One guy wrote, this guy, Patel's the marketing genius. But it's just, bro, I have like 500 likes, but it's comments, hundreds of comments of people being like, fuck you, you think he's scared of you? Who the fuck are you? Like, mental patience. And I'm just laughing with him, like, this is real life. This is real life, these people. And yeah. So you go to it, it's the top comment. It's moved all the way to the top. Man, fuck. These fucking imbeciles.
Yeah, but I was happy the two people that came with me.
Are they nice? They weren't weird?
Super nice. I was afraid. Like, I told Jason, I was like, just
vet them.
Copy what I write. So the thing was, hey, I got two extra tickets. They're amazing tickets. I want, if you're in Tampa or Orlando and you're not weird, say you're available, and then we'll fucking pick someone. And
sex is optional.
I didn't tell Jason to like get a couple, but I was hoping it'd be a couple, because I was like, if it's two dudes, it's gonna be fucking weird, and if it's two chicks, it's gonna be weird. But if it's a couple,
you're fucking either way.
There'll be one of them. Like I'll hold his fucking head while I fuck
it. Yeah.
No, but I knew if it was a couple, if one of them does something embarrassing, the other one will be like, hey, fucking calm down, weirdo. Whereas if it's two dudes, if one guy's weird, the other guy's weird too. Or if it's two chicks,
then you're fucked.
They had two chicks that are friends. If one's weird, they're both weird. Right. So they were really cool. But they show up, and the guy's name was Matthew. The chick's name was Ania. And they're super nice. And they showed up. They had taken a taxi. They were in Orlando. And I was like, fuck, I'm in Orlando. Yeah, I would have given you a ride. And I was like, I'll drive you back after. So I drove them back after. But I was like, I'm not going to drive them to their hotel. I'll drive them to my condo. And then I was like, I'll pay your Uber. Like, come to my place. We'll have a drink, and then I'll send you home. And then,
oh, so you were trying to fuck them?
I was trying to fuck them, but we started talking, and they were in Orlando because this chick, her parents, were like, hey, let's do a family trip. We're all going to Orlando, and the parents had said to them, they were like, we'll pay your hotel room. So they were like, that's amazing. But what they didn't know when the mom said, we'll pay your hotel room, was that they stayed in the same room as the parents. And this is a couple that's been together for like 3 months.
Oh.
So I'm like, that is fucking horrible.
They're young.
You can't, you can't sleep in your fucking, you just met the mother-in-law and you're sleeping next to her. You hear her snoring. You hear the fucking dad farting.
Oh my God.
So I was like, this is unacceptable. This is, and they're at my house and I'm drinking and I'm like, this is, fuck, I'm renting you guys a fucking room.
I'm going to kill your parents.
No, so I rented them a room.
Oh, no, that's amazing.
And I was like, fuck, this is what Elvis would have done.
That's an Elvis move.
Yeah, so I rented them a room.
You're awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, I got the same hotel, but I got the best room we could get. So I got like a suite. So I was like, you're going back and you're going to.
You're going to show them.
Yeah, you're going to show those dumb motherfuckers. That's my mom and dad. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Where are you staying? Not like you peasants. Stay in the utility closet. We're in the big rooms, baby. That is so weird.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, if somebody offered that to me, like my in-laws, to be in the same room farting.
But
like,
I get the guy, since, if this was like 5 years in the relationship, the guy would have been comfortable enough to go, this is insane.
I'm getting my
But
own
since it's 3 months, scared. You don't want to tell people that you met a couple of months ago that they know that you're fucking the daughter. So not only do you know I'm fucking your daughter, but this is living arrangement is unacceptable. So like, you're fucking my daughter. Plus you're telling me I'm stupid. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
You want to fuck her in front of you?
Yeah.
I'm trying my best. Yeah.
That's what he should have done. He should have banged her when the dad's sleeping, like just doggy style with his nuts just rubbing on the dad.
And then when they wake up and they're freaking out, it's like, bro, you're killing my boner. Just be quiet.
Yeah.
You can fuck her later. Just leave me alone. God damn, bro. That's rough. I wouldn't be able to do that shit. My wife, I think I'm rubbing off on her. You know her. She's not.
Yeah.
She's very,
very sweet lady. Very well-behaved. Well, civilized.
Yeah. I think I'm starting to change her. So today she took the car for a bit to go hang out with his girlfriend. They were at the mall. And I found out that, so she had parked and she's telling me, yeah, this thing had, because normally she doesn't have any stories. Like, she doesn't confront people like I do. So she's like, this lady from France, like, because of the accent, like, tapped me on the back. She was on the phone while talking. And she's like, excuse me, ma'am. This was all in French. Can you move your car? Because I can't get out of my parking space. So my wife looks. And the reason why that woman couldn't get out of her parking space is because my wife was in her lines. But the woman wasn't. The woman had parked her car awkward. So my wife normally would, oh, like, whatever. But I don't know what the fuck came over. And she goes in, like, because the lady was from France. And she goes,
went in full Pantelis mode.
Yeah, full Pantelis mode. She goes, hey, because she was on the phone. She goes, put it down. You know, this would never happen if you park like a human being. So how about you start talking to people with respect a little bit when you come up to me? Like, because she gave her attitude. She gave her attitude. She goes, and learn how to fucking park like a human being. Or don't come to public places where there are people. And the woman apparently didn't retort. She was just like, shocked. Shocked. And she's like, yeah, just be like a human being. And then I told her, she's like, yeah, that's normal. I go, it's not normal for you. Don't do that. Yeah. Stop doing that.
Someone's that's gonna... awesome that
she's this
though.
Big. Like, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But she's like, I couldn't. It was like, she was giving me attitude. And then so I told her, like, be a human. But that's not how I talk. I tell people, hey, buddy, we're on Earth. Fucking be a human being. Like, that's how she heard me. So she's acting the same way now. She's going to get punched in the face.
I think, too, like, I'm not confrontational at all. But if someone comes up to me and gives me attitude, I always answer with attitude.
And when you see that they fucked up, like I would be like, excuse me, I parked fucking like a retard and I'm not good at driving.
Hey, I'm dumb.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, but like, she's making you, because I can't get out because the way you parked, she's like, the way I parked, I'm in the fucking lines, dummy.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, this guy, I'm rubbing off on her.
That's good though.
Is it good?
I think it is good. She's getting a backbone.
Yeah. But then we're going to end up getting into fist fights with other strangers. Yeah.
Or she's going to turn that way with you. You'll be like, what? The only reason I married you is because you were docile.
I walk in the house. She's like, shut up, dummy. That would be fucking amazing. It was a while to hear that today. And it was on my way out because I was getting the car keys. And I go, did she hit the car? She's like, no, I moved it so she doesn't. But I had to put it in her place. I was like, God, that's not how you normally speak.
Drives me nuts when people park like that.
I notice I hate people. Like at my condo in Florida, everyone backs up to park. And everyone with a pickup truck has like this much of the pickup truck over the sidewalk. So you're walking on the sidewalk and you have to walk on the grass to go around the, and I'm like, these motherfuckers, it's a parking lot. Like you fucking, like, don't you realize that the sidewalk is for walking? If you're blocking the sidewalk,
How am I gonna walk?
And every time I'm like, should I fucking I don't want to become a guy that scratches fucking cars.
Yeah, and it won't change anything.
But I'm like,
they won't know what they did wrong.
No, I never do this, but I've always wanted to be the type of guy that did have like little signs just going, hey, learn how to park, fuckface.
I would love to have those little things. Because there's a lot of situations where I see the parking situation and I'm like, I would love to just tell this person, park like a fucking human being.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah. Just normal. I'm not asking for extra.
My condo in Florida, they fucked with me this year because I'd driven the tour bus down. I was going to leave it there for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
So that I wouldn't need to pay for parking. Or it's not even paying for parking. It's mostly not having fucking snow and ice and the whole bullshit. So I got there and I was like, I'm good for 4 months. And the first day, the second day, I drive back and on my windshield, there's a yellow, like laminated letter that's fucking, it's on my windshield, but there's a tie wrap that's tied to one of the wipers. So I'm like, what the
excessive?
Fuck? Yeah. So I look and it's, you're not allowed being parked here. And, if you don't leave, we're going to tow you. So I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers. So I write the guy and I tell him, look, I've been parking here for years and I'm allowed parking here. But I was super polite. So I was like, I've been parking here for years. I parked this vehicle here for 3 years. Never had any problems. I didn't know things had changed since you had fucking started running the place.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't know it was yours.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, how do we handle this? And then I was like, I'm not going to take a chance. Like whenever they tow you, they tow from the front. So if you pull up, and I found this out because of the parking lot here in the back. If you park face first, they can't tow you. You can't tow a car from the back.
You can't? I didn't know that.
No, you can't tow from the back.
If it's front wheel drive,
how are they going to know?
Oh, it's obvious.
No, you can't tow for when it's front wheel drive, and all cars are front wheel drive except for fucking like a 67 Nova. So, but if it's a car that was built in the last 30 years, if you park face first, they can't tow you from the back. They got to lift up the front to tow you. Or what they do for a car, if you're parked in the front from like face forward, they'll come in with like a forklift and lift you up and
put
you on a thing. But a tour bus, they're not going to get a fucking an industrial forklift that can lift up a tour bus. So I was like, let me just park face first and fuck them. So that's what I did.
So that they couldn't get you?
They couldn't get me.
What the fuck? So right now, but you came back with a tour
bus. But I came back with it because I was like, I'm going to do that. So I'll be there a month. So fuck them for a month. But then I was like, if they're fucking with me because of this thing, that like it's not gonna end well. Like if I tell them to fuck off, and I leave my tour bus there, plus I got my car there that I never asked them for the car either. So I got too many fucking vehicles in Florida.
You remember the old guy in my building, in the condo building beside that we got into a fight with the first day I moved
in? Yeah.
Last week, We were doing.
Was it the guy that comes outside that yells in the front?
In the elevator. The
yeah, 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 yeah. He had. We had seen him in the elevator too. He went.
What did he told you? Just to remind.
So
people.
I was heading to Leon's because they had fucked something up, and on the way to Leon's, we were just throwing out the recycling.
Sorry for laughing.
With Poseidon. So we had these metal things that were returned to Leon's. So he comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, those metal things are not recycling. Don't leave them in recycling." So I go, "I'm not. They're with us because I'm leaving. I'm just throwing the recycling." And he goes, "You can't put those in the recycling." And I look at him and I go, "I know. We just discussed this. They're not recycling. With me, they're coming. I wouldn't leave them here. They cost money. I gotta go return them to get the correct ones." He's like, "Cause you can't put those in the recycling." And then I go, "What are you fucking kidding me, bro? I'm not putting them. Leave me alone." And he continued. I went. Poseidon, how like?
Yeah,
even Poseidon,
you
Poseidon was like, "Oh, I've never seen this."
You were annoyed because I was helping you build some shit as well.
I was already annoyed. And he kept pushing.
And they gave like the wrong parts and shit. And then we had to go back to Leon's, and he was like very frustrated. So then, like, he just went off on him.
Like, hard.
Which was funny,
yeah. Get the fuck away from me. Get the fucking smack. Get the fuck away from me. I'll beat the shit out of you. So this old guy, whatever, that I don't like, he apparently went to my wife last week. He yelled at my wife.
Oh, no way.
Shit.
Yeah. So what
happened was this before her transformation?
It was before the transformation. I think this led to the transformation.
Oh.
So what happened was, I think I was at the studio recording. It was a Friday morning. Where the fuck was I? And what happened was, or it was a Saturday. I was playing hockey. While I was playing hockey last Saturday, the desk came in from Secret Lab.
Yeah,
these things are too heavy. It comes in like 3-4 boxes. It was scheduled to come in on the Monday, but for some reason it came early on the Saturday, and they didn't ring the doorbell or anything. Someone let them in, and they just dropped everything off in the entrance.
In the lobby.
They didn't block anyone. In the back where there's like packages and stuff, so they wouldn't block anything. So this guy goes, I guess he sees my address, my name, goes upstairs, this old guy, and he starts yelling, not saying there's stuff. She didn't even know there was anything downstairs because the guy didn't ring the doorbell or anything, so she had no idea. Goes, "Hey, you're blocking." He starts yelling at her to move stuff. So she goes down. She's like, "Yeah, I can't lift this. It's too heavy, you know, unless I have, it was too heavy." She goes, "So my husband, when he comes home, he'll do it." So he's yelling at her, like, "You have to move, you can't block it." And she's like, "What are you, I didn't do anything." She's like, "Yeah, I have to tell them to bring it from the back." Or she goes, "I can't tell them anything. There's the 3 days early. And they didn't tell us during the building. You're not listening."
And they're already here.
They're already, and yeah, they're here and we're gone. Like, they're here, just leave them here to my husband. Yeah. So he's yelling, right? So I get back home, like, "What's up?"
Fucking asshole.
She looked a little shaken up. I go, "What's up?" She goes, "This and this, the old guy." And it's the fucking old guy that I hate.
Do you know what apartment he's in?
Not exactly, but
we know he's on the first floor.
Yeah, I know he's on the first floor. So I go fucking crazy. So I go to my gandush. She's like, "You know, calm down a bit because you're going to kill an old man." And I go, "He's not going to come here, yell at my fucking wife." So I call the guy that I know. He's a Greek guy who runs the building. He's a nice guy. He listens to the podcast. And I tell him this. He's like, "This guy." I go, "This guy worked for the fucking building, bro. I'll fucking take care of him." He goes, "Doesn't work for the fucking building. He's a lunatic." He goes, "Everybody hates him." And then I go, "Listen, bro, if this guy looks at my wife, I'm going to set him on fire." I go, "What's his apartment right now?" He's like, "I don't know his apartment exactly." He goes, "But I know like where yours is. Just cool down a bit, but I don't mind. You can tell him to go fuck himself. It'll scare the shit out of him. He might have a heart attack." He goes, "But he doesn't work for us." He goes, "So if you see him, do me a favor, tell him that you're going to set him on fire. I don't mind." He goes, "But I don't have his apartment number. So now I'm waiting to catch this guy. I'm gonna, the second."
Do you think he was saying he didn't have the apartment number because he was worried that you were going to kill him?
Maybe.
Or he doesn't have
I don't
the
think he does because he was trying to tell me. He goes, "I think it's the second door." He goes, "You could try to check. It's the first 2-3. But he's like, "I think it would do him some good." He goes, "Because trust me, he'll never fuck with you again."
Yeah,
he
if anybody yelled at
and
my
it'd be
girl,
even
I'd
better.
Because
like, I'm going to tell him I don't want him on the. I go, if
how
I,
old is he? Like, is he young enough that he can hear like someone knocking at the neighbor's door?
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
Because if
he's
you
like
were knocking, like if he's the third door and he hears you knocking. The first two.
He comes out.
He's going to be scared shitless. Yeah. Especially if he looks over and he sees the fucking giant Greek guy that yelled at him the first day.
A few years ago. Because I'm waiting. The second I... Because I'm waiting. I want the act of surprise. Tell him the stories. Because I see him around sometimes. I haven't seen him in a while. When I see him, I tell him. I go, if I see, you don't belong 10 floors up. If I see you so much, look at my wife. I'm setting you on fire. If I see you on my floor, I'm breaking your legs. Like, I'm going to go crazy on him. Like, you stay
that's
the fuck away from
me. That's a crazy threat. Setting you on fire. That's the fucking craziest threat I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to beat you up. It's scary, but not really. But I'm going to set you on fire? God damn, that's scary.
Alive.
Nobody's going to...
Alive.
How the fuck are you setting someone on fire? You got to hold him down and fucking play gas.
I made a commitment to protect my wife, bro. You come anywhere near her and you bug her, I'm going
to
set you on fire.
Do you have to hold him? You got to hold him down. Then you got to... fucking find the goddamn gas. Like, where is... Okay, here it is. And then, okay, give me some matches.
But it was so funny. The guy's like, yeah, he's an asshole. Everybody hates him. He's a lunatic. He goes, but you have to tell him. You can't harass your wife. You have to tell him to go fuck himself. So I said, okay, I got this. But since he didn't have the apartment, my wife's like, cool down. I said, when I catch him, I won't go to him. I'm going to see him. and I'm going to unload like I did last time. Because last time he started shaking. Yeah. He was like, he didn't expect it. He didn't expect because no one gives him attitude. People are very scared.
I yelled at him once outside. Because, you know, so what happened was it's outside it says you're allowed to park for 15 minutes in the front. And sometimes I pick him up because his wife has the car. And
I hate people that tell you you can't park there.
Yeah, what do you
fuck you?
That's what I say.
Are you a meter maid?
Yeah. So you can't leave it there because an ambulance passes. But I'm in the car, so if I see an ambulance, I'm gonna fucking leave, right? So this guy repeatedly come. Eventually, I just ignored him. He would just yell outside of my window, and I would slowly roll the window up. And while he's yelling, and he's yelling outside. And I think one time he had put tape over it.
Yeah,
and
he put his own tape.
He put his own tape and wrote no parking
at all. Because he goes, you can stay for 15 minutes, but he took it out. He goes, I've decided there's no parking. He doesn't even work on the building. He's just some guy who lives there.
So then he came and told, look, it says no parking. So I got out of the car and I yelled at him. I go, bro, it's not. It says if you rip that tape off, it says 15 minutes, you piece of shit. And I just yelled at him.
did he think he worked at a store and it was on sale?
Yeah, he's just crazy.
He's a lunatic, the guy.
That's like I thought he was he's just an asshole. He goes, and a lot of people don't confront him. So he continues doing that. I'm in charge here.
He got into a scrap with an Amazon Prime delivery driver.
I was there.
We were both there for that. Yeah.
He was yelling at a black kid.
The guy was just trying to deliver a package.
Saying some really awkward
like
shit.
Like racist stuff?
Even the kid's like, what the fuck? And I told the kid, bro, he's just retarded. He's old. Yeah. And I was like, calm down. I was even telling him, like, oh, please calm down because you're yelling. You're telling him, like, listen, darky, you can't leave the packages here. He's like, you can't say that. You cannot.
You can't say darky anymore?
No. And I go, and
what?
Yeah.
What?
Because you're saying that he's black, you're making it seem like if it was a white driver, he could leave the packages. Yeah. So you're making it racial when you don't have to.
What I think had happened was...
Black kid, he's like, you give me attitude. And the black kid's like, the black kid's like, I've said nothing. Sir, you've been yelling at me. I'm just putting the package. That's my job.
What happened is he didn't have to ring the doorbell to drop off a package.
Oh, I remember what happened.
Yeah.
So basically, the kid had 9 packages for 9 different people. So you leave the packages in the front, right? So he rings one of the doorbells, one of his customers. They let him in. He goes in, leaves the 9 packages. And the old guy's like, you have to
ring all 9?
No. Ring one, go in, drop the package, leave. Ring the other one, leave. And the guy's like, are you fucking insane? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's lunatic shit.
Yeah, so then he's like, listen, you can't just, listen, Blackie, you can't just leave this stuff here. And I was like, whoa, bro.
Jesus, fuck. I had a woman for the parking in front of a building. 2 years ago, I was remember when I was like a judge and one of the producers of the roast battle thing in Quebec City? So I used to always park behind where the theater, because I realized there was reserved parking, but it didn't say who it was reserved for. So I used to just park there. I'd show up and park, and they go, you can't park here. And I was like, you can't park here. It's reserved parking. And I was like, no, exactly. It's reserved parking. I can park here. And they were like, okay. And then this lady, the other side of the street.
That's what I was doing. I just parked.
The other side of the street, she's like, you can't park there. She's on her balcony. And I was like, yeah, no, it's reserved, but I'm good. You can't park. I was like, yeah, okay, no, but yeah, I can. You can't park. I was like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you. And then she's like, fuck you. And I'm like, fuck you. And fuck. And then I go in and I'm like, this fucking bitch was telling me, and I told her to fuck off. And they were like, you do realize that that building is a hospital for retarded people. So it was a lady. It was a lady, like, not Down syndrome. Like,
a mongoloid.
You couldn't tell by looking at her, but she was a full-on retarded person. No. And I was like, go fuck yourself. You're not going to tell me what to do.
You think I work this hard to have some fucking retard tell me where I can't park?
Only you, Mike. Only you.
Oh, that's insane.
Oh, that's
bro,
amazing.
That's mental.
Oh, that's amazing. I hope that someone saw that. That they were like, oh, this fucking guy. He never learns his lesson.
Oh, yeah, God. He never learned his lesson.
He almost got canceled, and then we let it slide. And now he's yelling at retarded people on balconies.
He just finds the feeble-minded and attacks them.
God damn. That's amazing. Holy
I don't know what's
shit.
Up with these. Well, this lady was retarded. But I always hated these people like hall monitors.
Yeah.
Like, they make themselves the officer. Shut the fuck up. Just live your life.
Like, every when we first started seeing Karens,
Yeah.
I don't get people that have that in them that they're like, hey, you can't do that. Because I get that a lot. Like I was saying, when I'm in Florida, everyone in the fucking parks, I'm like, these motherfuckers, I want to tell them, but I'm like, who cares? I don't tell them. But some people, it's too much for them, and they have to tell you how to live your fucking life.
I can't. If it's interfering with me, I'll talk to you if you're doing something that's bothering me. But in general, like I remember at Rockland's right outside Sports Expert, the exit, there, you know, there's on the left when you go out, there's spaces that you're not supposed to park, is like reserved for other shit.
Okay.
So there's a car parked there, and the guy was in the car, and a lady was just standing looking at him, and she told me when I was going out to tell him to move. Because I just went to get taken.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's, I told her, ma'am, I don't fucking work here.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but he's not allowed to park. Like, what the fuck do you, what do I care? And it's empty, the lot. He's there. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
The truth
is,
I park there too sometimes when I have to go in fast to sports. Yeah. There's no one there Saturday mornings. There's no one there. I go in right before just to get tape, and then I go to the hockey game. Like, it's such a, and she's like, you have to tell him. I go, I don't work here. And I just went to my, I said, but what do you care? He's not blocking anyone.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you care?
Yeah, if you're waiting in the car, even like a handicap spot. I think you're good. If you're like, if somebody shows up, like you just move, like it's all good. Like
if handicap spot though, I never ever park in a handicap spot.
I already look.
I park in two handicap spots because I don't want those fucking handicaps wrecking my car.
Yeah,
I got a sweet ride.
I
actually did see that a couple of years ago. I brought my wife to a really nice restaurant on the South Shore, and this fucking piece of garbage, like we show up. I park and I'm in the restaurant and this fucking piece of garbage shows up and like in a Lamborghini or Ferrari or some bullshit. And there are two handicap spaces. He parks in the middle of the handicap spaces just to make sure that no one dings his
none
fucking
of these
doors.
Handicaps.
He was like, these fucking handicapables are gonna, and I was like, what a piece of shit. What a piece of shit. And then
he's a good dude.
I even told the waiter, because the waiter, like, he wanted to show us a wine collection, and he was like, do you want to come see? We have really expensive wines. We have wines that are worth like $30,000.
Is that
like,
for the Ferrari guy?
Yeah, I was like, is that for that piece of shit that fucking hates handicapped people?
And he's like, who? I can't park in handicapped spots because I really look too retarded. So they're just going to think I'm handicapped, and I don't want that. I'm fighting that battle every day of my life. I don't need to add to it.
You know what I used to really love? I have a friend. I used to see him a lot. I don't see him that much. A guy named Dave Richet that has cerebral palsy. And he's like fairly severe cerebral palsy. Like he's in a wheelchair and he has trouble moving, but he can drive a car. And whenever he'd get out of his car, people used to lose their shit. Like he'd park in the handicap spot. I'd get out, get the wheelchair, bring it to him, and then I'd have to lift him out of the seat and put him in, and he'd be like, and people would be like, what the fuck? This fucking guy's driving? Like, it's insane. And it was the best. Like, just seeing people's faces was the best.
How was the drive?
It was actually good. Like, the thing I noticed, because he moves weird, but the resistance from the steering wheel, like, it was all good. I was nervous the first time for about, like, a good 30 minutes.
I'd be nervous the entire time.
And then the first time I was nervous the whole time. But then, like, the third, fourth, fifth trip, I was like, he's never had an accident, and he turns, and everything's good. It just takes him longer to fucking put the flasher on, but he can control it.
That could be an awkward drive. You're like, hey, you know what? I'm actually impressed. You've never even gotten an accident. He's like, what do you mean never got an accident? Well, because you never crashed a car. Like, how do you think I got like this? Oh, fuck.
That's funny.
I think, too, that the reason why I wasn't nervous is I used to drink and drive a lot. So I was like, he's safer than I am. Yeah.
He's not inebriated.
Yeah, yeah.
He can see out of one eye.
Yeah.
He's got this. So you said you want to talk about stories that have been bothering you?
No, not bothering me. Just some stuff I found. First of all, do you want to?
Oh yeah. So
Poseidon got you a gift, and then I got you one under.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's awesome. Do I open his first or yours first?
It doesn't matter.
I open
you
his
like.
First. I mean, okay. It's gonna, keep the best I think for it's last. Be better than mine for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
No. Right. I thought it was funny.
All right.
Especially for you. It's a T-shirt.
Oh, is it?
Is it? Are you?
I know you like black.
Okay. And it's written, I'm no gynecologist, But I know a cunt when I see one.
Okay. So you calling him a cunt?
What?
Assholes live forever.
Huh. Yeah.
So am I a cunt?
Or
am I an asshole?
Wait, hold on. No, you're an asshole.
Okay.
And you know you're not a gynecologist.
Yeah, thank you.
But you can see a cunt. You don't need to be a gynecologist to see a gift.
Okay. All right. No, but that is good.
Like if you see if somebody's a cunt, they'll get offended. Like it's offensive.
This is the t-shirt version of a meme.
Yeah.
No, but thank you though. For real, it means a lot.
I just thought because I didn't know what to get you guys.
It's probably better than whatever fucking penthouse.
Yeah, I didn't think much.
Okay, this is okay.
I had to put something.
Oh,
in
shit.
There.
There's a watch.
Yeah. Take a look.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn, a Rolex.
It's a $10,000 Rolex, Mike.
Goddamn Rolex.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and there's no fucking joke. Is there a joke calling me a fucking piece
of
shit?
No, I'm not calling you a piece of shit.
I'm a guy with a Rolex.
But you can walk around with a Rolex and wearing the shirt.
Yeah, they go
together.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you to both of you.
That's a nice watch.
That is a nice watch.
Who got it for you?
Penthouse.
No. All right,
so
I got the t-shirt too.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. Tell us the stories. Tell us the stories that.
Thank you for the gift, though.
Oh no problem.
Yeah, it was thoughtful. He got me one too.
Yeah.
What did mine say?
Fuck, I forgot.
It was something similar.
Something.
It was I fuck dudes or something like that.
Something. I hope you get offended or like yeah something along those lines.
Something about banging dudes.
Yeah, and that he's offensive.
Yeah,
that is nice though because I didn't get you anything. Which sucks.
We've given you the gift of life.
Yeah, I did buy you something, but then when you fucked up the passport, I just gave it to the passport lady in Florida.
Here you go, ma'am. She's like, what am I gonna do with a dildo? you know what to do.
Oh, it wasn't double sided. Like I like it.
No.
Okay. So first thing, I'm gonna bring this up first because you guys
it better
are
be
freak
good because I hate it when you bring on news and it's nonsense.
So like, they've remade the show Scooby Doo, and called
it every year, no?
Velma.
Yeah, with Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's super racist.
It's super racist.
Oh, wow.
Super woke. It's
racist
garbage.
Against Indians, right? Okay, people kept on saying that it was like some fucking fat bitch that's ashamed of being Indian.
Oh, I'm okay with this.
Well, her dad.
Or maybe I'm the only one that I added the fat bitch because they were saying Mindy Kaling was ashamed of being Indian.
She's ashamed of being Indian.
Yeah, apparently, really? Apparently that's the I didn't even
why
know
though
that. The character Velma, for those of you who don't remember, was in Scooby-Doo.
She was
that
a hot
that
chick.
Bitch with the glasses.
Yeah. Oh, she was only hot in the movies. Yeah, she was in the cartoon. She was like a nerdy.
Yeah, she was a nerdy chick, but she wasn't like I don't think she was Indian. She was pale Indian.
Did you ask her?
I did not ask.
So they've changed the characters completely. Now she's a lesbian who
what?
Ends up banging.
Indian lesbian or just
I guess Indian lesbian who ends up banging fuck what's the
a ghost?
No, the chick with the red hair, Daphne. She ends
what
up banging Daphne.
It sounds like fan
kissing.
Fiction.
Fred, he's
you know what'd be amazing
who fucks
if dog? if she bangs a chick and then at the end there's a Scooby Doo ending and the guy goes I'm a man you fucking dumb bitch
yeah the Scooby Doo ending yeah.
I just had a fucking small dick.
Fred is a boomer who had trust fund money or something and then like he's like a baby.
Who's Fred?
Fred the
Fred Flintstone
the high guy, the guy who looks high.
No, that's Shaggy. Fred is the guy with the white jacket and the
blonde
scarf.
Guy?
Yeah,
so
the blonde
he's
guy.
He's a boomer. So he's an old man.
No. He's young.
Boomer. Boomers
but
are
they
old.
They describe
though.
Him as a boomer. That like
no,
he behaves like a boomer.
Maybe Zoomer.
I don't know. And then like
maybe
apparently
he's
racist. He's racist and he has a small penis. And then she keeps
wait,
making
did you
hints.
Say he's racist and has a small penis.
Yeah.
What kind of show is this?
Yeah.
This is for kids.
Is this
no,
a
for
cartoon?
Adults. This was a cartoon for adults. It's on HBO Max. And
at least.
And basically how like he's a white man, so he gets away with everything and blah. And
what
a
fucking whites, those goddamn whites.
And Shaggy is black and he has a crush on Velma and she keeps
is he
rejecting
a stoner?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
So they made the high guy that has nothing going for him in his life, who is a white guy, they made him black.
He's like a tech geek now.
And it'd be amazing, because wasn't Shaggy the name of that guy, wasn't me?
Yeah, that was
and it'd be amazing if you're gonna make him black, make him the real Shaggy.
Yeah.
And like Scooby Doo.
You boys, I lost my dog.
Yeah. Some fake Jamaican guy.
Scooby Doo apparently is no longer Scooby Doo, a dog. It's a chick named Scooby with an I, and she's a food critic. And she ends up dating Shaggy.
Bro, this is peak wokeness. This is mental.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's like it's.
I don't
insane.
Even think that's woke. I think that's just fucking mental.
Yeah, that's just mental.
This is it. This is one of the stuff.
So is that Scooby Doo? The
this
black
is Shaggy,
chick?
And the black chick is Scooby Doo.
So
apparently, we don't know.
Isn't that super racist? As you're like, okay,
if a black guy's gonna fuck somebody, it's the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and it's like a look.
That's
hold on.
Cringe.
Why don't fuck? Like it's the same thing that we say for every fucking show. But if you want a show about a fucking Indian lesbian and then some black chick that fucks it, make another cartoon.
Yeah, it might be only one that finds.
At least I got Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! What the hell happened?
At least it might be the only one who thinks it's weird that they took a dog. And they're like, yo, logical. We gotta make her a black woman.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I've been listening to
these. She's an animal.
Yeah, I've been listening to these rap videos. They're talking about these bitches.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make any sense.
And I'm like,
all these bitches.
Fred, he's like a literal, like,
you're
giant
crybaby.
You're
the only person in the history of the Scooby Doo that knows that guy's name is Fred.
I learned because
everyone was like that fucking blonde gay guy.
Well, yeah, but I learned because I searched this up.
So, if you go up, the guy with the Hitler stash, that's Fred.
That's Fred. And, is it Fred?
I made him a Nazi.
Why does he have a Hitler stash?
Because he kept complaining. And then, like, apparently, like, he was stuck in the rain, and then it looked like he had a Hitler stash, and people took a picture of him, and it looked like he was doing the salute and whatever.
So what? They basically made a show about how they were falsely calling people Nazis when they're not Nazis.
Basically. Jesus. It has, like, weird...
What happened to Mindy Kaling? She used to be funny. What the fuck happened? This girl fell off. God damn.
Used to be, like... Apparently she's like super smart and everyone around her is dumb. She's like super disrespectful to everyone.
Man, and Scooby-Doo was actually a fun cartoon like for the time.
Yeah, like, it was just,
I
don't know if we're
going to
get taken down by this.
They were getting high.
So, click pause. So that's the new Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
So and if you go back to Velma, Velma kind of looks like the old Velma. Like it goes
dark.
But brown?
Yeah.
So it looks, and brown and kind of frumpy.
Yeah.
Kind of a chubby,
yeah,
kind of a like Velma that let herself go a little. The orange haired one kind of looks the same. So why would Scooby Doo
be a
black lady?
I have no idea, man. And like people are shitting it, like the reviews. They got like 1.3 out of 10.
This sounds terrible.
It's a pile of hard garbage.
It's like they were like, oh fuck, there are no black people in this show. We got to put someone black, so they put Shaggy. That's black, and then they're like,
no,
it's not enough. So who else? There's no one else. There's a dog.
Who could you mistake for a black person?
Yeah.
Like, the dog, sir?
At least if Scooby-Doo was like Snoop Dogg, you're like, okay.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. You're like, it's fucking, it's
but
a
not some
play.
Late. This is some weird.
And then apparently, like at the opening of the show, it's just a bunch of teenage chicks in the shower, and they're like.
I like it.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
And then, like, and they're basically saying, like, there's this first episode, the pilot, is there's just 15 minutes of female nudity just to get it popular and, like, shit like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do they say that
in the show? Yeah, something along those lines. I'm
so
butchering
they're like,
it.
Like, okay, we're going to show children for 14 minutes naked.
Yeah. And then there's this line.
Damn it, fucking these goddamn pieces.
You guys want to hear this?
No.
No.
Not at all. Yeah. I'm not enticed or curious
at
all.
Plus, we're going to get taken down.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care.
All of that part of Scooby-Doo looks good.
And yeah, so apparently, this is the.
That looks like a pornographic film.
Yeah, it is a pornographic film.
God, right,
we're
going to
remove this and I'm going to.
So what? That's like saying, all right, listen, guys, you know how Whitey's taking over?
Yeah.
We're going to redo the Power Rangers, but here's the thing. The blue, the red, and the black ranger are all statutory rapists. Yeah.
They're the Power Bottom Rangers.
Yeah. That's all it is. And they don't really have powers because all their powers come in the form of white privilege. So they don't really get arrested. That's their power. And they don't really fight crime. Like, what are you talking? That's not the same show. That's a different weird show.
And just weird. Like Fred literally.
Is it the same type of thing, though? At the end of every show, it's always they take a guy's mask off. I doubt it.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's just
apparently it's like actual ghosts.
That's
now
what you gotta do. Like a remake of Scooby Doo was the Norm MacDonald Mike Tyson thing. The Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Oh, amazing!
Mike Tyson Mysteries is fun. Exactly Scooby Doo, and it's a modern day Scooby Doo
for a mature
audience. So they should have just been like, "Hey, Velma, just watch fucking Mike Tyson Mysteries."
That's a great show.
Yeah,
We watched it together.
Yeah, what?
You're the one that introduced it to me.
But we're going to watch together.
We did watch a few episodes together, holding hands and everything, as eating popcorn.
As watch with my wife. Yeah, I love that show. That's a great show. That's what made me really appreciate Mike Tyson's comedic timing.
Mike Tyson is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he gets
I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Well, you can't help but love him because he'll beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your choice, or
rape you.
I like. I was listening this week to Stephen A. Smith. You know the guy from ESPN.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He was on Howard Stern, and he was talking about how Tyson used to get angry at black reporters, and it's 100% true. Like whenever you see videos of Tyson from the 90s or early 2000s getting super aggressive, it's always with black dudes. Because he was saying like black dudes should know. Not like where Tyson's coming from.
Yeah.
And he was like, whereas a white guy says something stupid, Tyson would be like, okay, he just doesn't know what it's like to be black from the inner city. But some fucking black dude should know.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I like that.
I don't like Stephen. Well, I like Stephen A. Smith, but they all annoy me. All of the ESPN panelists, they're so retarded.
I didn't like the interview because Stern. Like I heard, I started listening to Stern again when I was in Florida because it felt like a Florida thing to listen to, and he was talking about how this like he oversold the interview. He was like, "This guy's amazing. He's amazing." And then I listened to the thing. And he's the opposite of what I like. He's the opposite of humble.
Yeah.
Like, he was such a fucking show-off. And he was like, Kobe Bryant used to call me up and blah, 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 because he respected me. And I was like, go fuck yourself. Kobe Bryant never fucking called you. Yeah. Or if he did,
that's
it
a
wasn't
because
he
was to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and he was only bragging about people that had died. So it's easy to go, hey, like if I could do that, hey, fucking, yeah, Ralphie May used to call me every day to say I'm the best comedian ever. And Louis never called me. Is he okay? Okay.
Yeah. Weird shit like that. Hitler called me a couple times.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. It was like, nice hair.
Thank you.
So stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Just dead people.
That's a weird flex, though.
Yeah.
That's such a weird flex. People who say shit like that.
But he was talking about how, like, and it's everything sounded fake. He was like, I remember I was at a game, and then fucking Shaq came over, and then he asked me what I should do, and I told him. And I was like, Shaq
never
is not
asked you for advice.
Going to someone in the audience, even if he recognizes you. He's not going in the audience to fucking ask a journalist.
Yeah, he's not going to ask Phil Jackson. He's not going to ask Phil Jackson. He's going to be like, forget that play, Phil.
Yeah.
What is this guy drawing up for us?
Yeah, what does this fucking nerd that's never fucking played basketball, what does he think?
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith, but that's his character. He's annoying. Like he walks into games, there's NBA stars, and he thinks he's the biggest star there.
Yeah, and he didn't talk about, I thought he was going to talk about Dana White. With the whole fucking beating his wife. Because Stephen A. Smith fucking defended him, like went over the top defending him.
Defending the
like,
smack?
Yeah, he was like, he's my friend. And she hit him first.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
Not wrong, but still. Fucking, yeah. If you're a 280-pound dude that fucking used to be a kickboxer.
Yeah.
Used to be a kickbox instructor. If your job used to be showing guys how to fuck other guys up, and your job now is paying guys to fuck each other up.
I will prove
Don't
you wrong.
Don't hit your wife.
I will prove you wrong. He started the Slap Fight League. So he had to show people a little preview of what that league's about.
Yeah,
he did?
They got,
I got a smack. You get a smack. This is the league, guys.
They got
a promo video.
That's the only blowback. That's the only blowback he got. He had signed a deal with TBS for the Slap Fight League. And then they were like, We gotta cancel this.
Oh, they canceled it?
Yeah.
But he's somewhere else.
But that's why like he put out the hey fucking Francis Ngannou is afraid of John Jones, and John Jones is going to fight Gon. It's just for us to forget that he fucking smacked his wife in public. Yeah.
One of these guys is going to smack my wife. Yeah. Ah, fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Each other. Yeah. Imagine what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, that's what I was telling someone. Because I was like, he's not gonna get anything. And if you fucking hit your wife in public, imagine what you do once you're in the car. Like, I've never hit my wife in private. But if I fucking hit her in fucking public, I'd be like, oh, fuck, she's going to die.
Now, before the feminists get mad at us, we already discussed this with Poseidon. You're supposed to say the same thing about her. If she does that in public, she probably beats him up behind us. It's just we have to do it because the feminists are going to get mad. Equal rights and all that. I'm all for equal rights. Yes, I understand. He's a victim of abuse and something should happen to her. I get it. He's just a big guy.
I love that. Remember a couple of years ago, there were people that were talking about how apparently victims of spousal abuse, close to half are men. And whenever I hear that, I'm like, go fuck
really?
Yourself. Yeah, but it's true. The reason
one
why
of the comics that's on here tonight, I'm not going to say her name because she's going to hear us. I guarantee she breaks her husband.
No.
Well, yeah. One of the reasons, though, why I think it's true, I think it's because gay guys hit each other.
They do, and lesbians.
Yeah.
I did a whole thing about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, the highest rate of domestic abuse is in lesbian couples.
Oh, shit.
They beat the shit out of each other. Yeah.
Yeah, heavy duty shit, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you got to know how to fight if you're going to get to a lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
speaking of the slap fight competition, have you seen the video of the dude? They're in a slap fight competition, and you know they put that chalk. I don't know why they put the chalk on for the slap fight.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Gets smacked and literally.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever, so he's all like deformed.
Dude.
And then the guy hit him here, but he's like, if the pain is here up high, like he hit me high. He's like, but that guy ended up winning the championship.
Oh, he won?
With a face like that, yeah.
I hope he won after that, bro. Yeah, like, imagine getting your face swollen like that.
I'll tell you, slap fighting is fun to watch, but
it's
the only
so
issue
fun to watch.
I have with it is it's very weird. Because they're calling it slaps, but they're, it's open hand punches. They're getting fucking knocked out. It's not smack. It's this part.
Yeah. Oh,
the only problem I have with it that I find weird watching is the combat sport. It's hitting, which I like, but it's weird, a combat sport where you're not defending yourself. It's weird watching that. Like, you know you're going to get hit. It could break your face, and you can't even lift your... For
you
me,
can't
that's,
even duck.
That's the only weird thing for me. It's fun to watch, but I think it's very strange that you could just beat someone up and they can't defend themselves.
I think, though, it's kind of like the bare knuckles fighting. It's people that don't know how to fight that are fighting.
Yeah, I prefer that, bare knuckles, because they're both fighting. They could defend themselves.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of one guy has his arm. Like, that's weird to me. And I saw a lot of knockouts.
Yeah.
A lot of knockouts. So imagine getting slapped so hard that you get knocked the fuck out.
Oh.
It's such weird timing, though, that he's 3 days before that thing goes on air, he smacks his wife. It's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
And then she came out and said something in his defense, too.
What did she say?
Of course.
Like they're like, look, we know each other for like 50 years. We've been together since high school. Like, we're, and I was like, fuck. I mean,
but some couples this is going to sound like I'm defending fucking abuse, but that maybe it just worked. Maybe she's just fucking crazy and he's crazy and they're just kind of violent and she slapped him twice and then he slapped her once. Maybe they're used to that.
That's how they made it sound.
Yeah.
And that's how most of the lesbian couples that in the statistics come out. I can't do, like, my wife's fucking small too, but I want peace in the house. I can't have I can't have physical, like, altercation.
Maybe they smack each other and then they fuck like animals.
Maybe, but it ruins the whole
thing. No, but
kids.
That's horrible. That's like, horrible. If you're with someone, tense.
I get it.
I want peace. I get it. Everyone's happy, laughing. Yeah. I can't have the, oh, fuck,
like,
what if he hits me?
I think the trick is for a guy, if you're with a chick that's fucking mental like that, Or if you don't leave her, when she starts yelling and slaps you, go, fuck it, I'm out. And just leave.
Yeah.
Just leave and come back 6 hours later and then go.
It's not worth it.
Go, what? Like, I remember when I first met my wife, she was kind of like that. She used to break shit. And then she'd break shit and then she'd think I'd get angry. And I'd just be like, okay. And I'd just leave.
Yeah.
And then
aren't you gonna punch me?
I'd come back like 20 minutes later, and she'd be like, "Why didn't you get angry?" And I was like, What's it going to do if I get angry? You broke our phone. Who cares? It's a fucking phone. And I'm going to buy another one eventually. And I don't talk on the phone. You do. So for 2 months, you're not going to talk on the phone. So go fuck yourself. Like,
you fucked yourself, lady. You checkmated yourself.
But that's how it always is. Yeah. Like, if... Because you got to know, if you're a man, if your wife hits you, even if she hits you 9 times, you hit her once, you're the fucking villain.
Bro, have you seen the size of my wife? She won't make it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an option. Yeah.
She could, like, if your wife punched you in the nose 10 times and you just backslapped her once or even held her once and pushed her.
Yeah, I could pick her up with one hand.
And someone saw that, they'd be like, Pentelis is fucking beating up his wife.
1,000%. Yeah. It's like a rag doll.
You gotta, if she's hitting you, you gotta leave.
Yeah, no, but she doesn't have that in her. She's not that's the.
She will though. Like I saw, how she's fucking handling fucking French ladies at the shopping mall. In 2 months, there's gonna be a video of her smacking.
Oh, how funny would that be? Yeah, and then me. No, her. I can't. It's not like Dana White. If I would smack, she would. She's too small.
She would disintegrate.
Yeah, she would disintegrate. It's not an option.
You gotta get a big fat wife.
Yeah. I gotta marry up. what was I going to say? Poseidon.
Yeah.
You have been producing a lot of podcasts at the Pentelis Podcast studios over
there. Damn right.
Inside the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams, where you like to do your thing. People, if they would go to bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com, they will send an email that you and your cronies will see.
Absolutely.
So that they can book. Some of your friends reach out. They want to do podcasts over there.
Nice.
So just reach out that if you're trying to start your own podcast. Very competitive rates, the best rates in the city, actually, for the quality of podcasts we give you.
Damn right.
Mike Ward, if you were unaware, has the most successful, the top-rated French language comedy podcast on the planet.
The soon-to-be fucking Guinness World Record. These Guinness fucking cocksuckers.
But they're Irish.
They're so slow. They're so fucking slow. It's been like 7 months.
They think we're September.
Yeah.
They're fucking out of it. They're waking up now.
Well, September last year or like next year?
What seems to be the problem, sir? Like, they wake up, like, they're all fucked up. You know, they're out of it. So, the Guinness... Look, you already broke the record, but we're just waiting for them to officialize
I want the fucking little plaque.
Yeah, I want that fucking plaque. I want it to exist. That plaque needs to be real. So,
I want that plaque, so if my wife slaps me, I'm going to hit her with it.
Yeah, going to knock her out with my winnings. I'm the record breaker. I'm breaking your fucking face. So, this record that broke your face.
This record broke your nose.
MikeWard.ca is the website. If you go to patreon.com/chosecoot, you can catch Mike Ward's podcast. You catch it live when he's live. You get the entire back catalog. You have audio options, video options. There's many options for you to choose from. So Mike Ward, Chosecoot, check
I might
that
even
out.
Bring you to a hockey game.
Yeah, if you there you go. Who would have thunk it? And also, we have
in the last month too. I sent people, like, I brought people with me to a hockey game, and I sent another person to a Buccaneers game.
Oh, you didn't go to the Bucks game, finally?
No, I did, but I went with a friend that invited me. With
I met that
ticket.
Friend by chance.
Okay, yeah.
2 days ago.
Oh, really?
And I had no clue. I was here, and then, because I was just saying, hey, did you like the set? And the guy, he came to me, and he's like, hey, it's good to meet you. And I didn't know who he was. I thought he was a comedian. So then I go, hey, you know, I'm Pantel. He's like, yeah, I know who you are. And then I was like, what's your name? And then he tells me his name, and I look at him, I go, it fucking rings a bell. And I'm like, Mike's friend. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, fuck, I remember. I know your name. Because he was, and then he had his son. His son was doing stand-up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, his son
and his
came
son's
to
young.
Do stand-up. Yeah. He's like 17.
Yeah, it was fun seeing a young kid. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll talk about that after. But pantelscomedy.com full of my stuff. I'm going to be going back on tour in French soon. Every Tuesday night at the Bordel Comedy Club, we have
English
shows, which is fun. They've been selling out. It's been a great time. I bring some international guests too. You don't know who's going to be here. It's a lot of fun. Mike drops in whenever he's in town. Wednesday night's Comfort Zone at the Third Floor Comedy Club. A lot of fun over there. You can catch it live. And that is, we're electrocuting black people now. It's been pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, don't say it like that.
You were so excited.
No, hold on.
So happy.
Hold on. Deep Poseidon 69.
You became the Greek Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah.
No. You're like, we're electrocuting them. And hopefully we'll...
Poor Peter Bowen didn't know that.
The clip is hilarious. I don't want to show him.
So there's a lot of clips on my YouTube channel. Check all that stuff out. He is IamPoseidon.com. I am Poseidon. I am not. He is ThePoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.